Take a very quick advertising break, which is on your tables here, there is a QR code for asking a question. We haven't been using those a whole lot. For those of you watching remotely, you can submit questions. I think we have a rare opportunity with this panel. These are three people who have no sort of skin in the game, no reason to be here other than to do us a favor and to share their insight. And so take the opportunity, if you have any questions about government investigations or internal investigations, to pose to them. I've got plenty of questions, but I also want to make sure that yours are answered. So go ahead, Donna.
Well, I just wanted to focus on one thing that Sylvia said, which is materiality. And I think we could have a very long conversation about just that one thought, but when you think about corruption and fraud, there is no materiality. Because you don't, like, if there's an allegation, for instance, that, $10 million has been paid under the table in a foreign country, $10 million may not be, it may not be significant when you think from a financial materiality perspective, and yet you really don't know. First of all, the government doesn't care. It's still bad behavior if it's true. And secondly, you really don't know the size of the problem. And so when you're laying out what the compliance policy and processes, et cetera, I think you have to address some of those things. It may not just be a number. It may be a topic as well, or types of allegations. But I just think that's something to focus on when you're considering how to do it.
Yeah, it's definitely not financial materiality.
Right.
Yeah. It's reputational materiality.
So how many, have all of the boards that you guys have been on had sort of an escalation matrix or escalation understanding, at least, between the C-suite and the board?
Yeah, my experience is it's an understanding until you have a problem, and then you then you write it all down. Because the basic issue at the board level is to calibrate the problem. Is it a simple problem? Is it a simple issue? Then it's a board report. As it gets more complex, lawyers are brought in. It gets more complex. It moves up to a board level. What I've seen, I think, really works as a good practice for companies. Everybody's got, almost every public company, has got three committees, three charters, corporate guidelines, business conduct rules, and probably the newest thing that's in the boardroom a lot now is the risk heat map. If you take those four basic documents that are published on your website plus your heat map, you start to allocate the risks among the committees and among the board, and you create a policy to handle those grades of escalation. Even with that, as a board member, you've got to have your eyes wide open to detect things that might escalate faster than you might expect. But calibrating it, turning it into a policy, if you take those four documents plus your risk map, you just really can allocate the resources of the company so you're not spending a lot of time on minor issues, and big issues get all the time they need.
So Sylvia had mentioned compliance reporting to the board, which I suppose could encompass whistleblower reports and otherwise. What have you seen effective in terms of identifying for the board the types or kinds of things that do merit internal investigations and further board involvement, as opposed to, we had examples with some of the companies, one of whom, Brees was on the board of, right? I mean, employee having sex in the truck, or those kinds of things, right? Somebody calls up and gives a whistleblower complaint about that. Obviously, you don't need to get the board involved. But what kinds of things do you do as a board in terms of reviewing those and determining what rises to the level of saying we need to assign this to somebody to do an internal investigation, or we, the board, need to take this under our wing?
Well, I would just push back on even that one example, because that used to be something that HR handled. And for the people in this room, I'm very, no disrespect intended, I'm very pleased to say I know none of you, because I've actually never been a part of a government investigation. but because the government has begun to assert itself in so many non-financial matters, including things such as, the S in ESG is social. That could be anything from sexual harassment to diversity and inclusion. And so now, who was in that truck that you referred to, because we had a policy against that, and we had a policy bust, and that's the S in ESG. And, you know, now I have to worry about things like that. I hope that that doesn't mean I have to be, as a board member, involved in the investigation, but I do have to ask some questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the lawyers that know this more than I, but for the last 30, 40 years, we've been federalizing state law through all kinds of regulations, most recently Dodd-Frank, Sarbanes before that. And now we have this, frankly, what is kind of a new regulator in the room. The people that are promoting ESG create another burden, a layer of investigation to make sure you're in compliance. So again, it's you have to have procedures and policies. Audit committees should be reviewing hotline reports. Compensation committees should be reviewing reports that come in naturally. At the same time, you've got to pick out of those reports those things that are really significant risks for the companies and create the investigation process accordingly. One of the things that I try to promote on any board I'm on is preparation. Don't have the situation you just described and then go, gee, who do we need to advise us on this? The board should have, through the CEO and the general counsel, your team of advisors for those five or six major things that you concern yourself with, including media representation. You just have to have the lawyers set up, the advisors set up, the human resource advisors set up. When you're confronted with a situation, you can go to that group rather than spend the next 4 hours finding out who the group should be.